Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 16, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about this crypto startup takes Bitcoin advocacy to a whole new level. US charges three with vast crypto jacking computer fraud scheme. Leaked EU draft proposes all-encompassing laws for crypto assets. Kraken becomes first crypto exchange to charter a US bank. Now let's get started. This crypto startup takes Bitcoin advocacy to a whole new level. Blockstack's former head of growth, Patrick Stanley, is launching a complementary crypto company of his own, Freehold. Much like the former Ripple CTO Stefan Thomas, who founded Coil to build services related to XRP, Stanley now runs Freehold as an independent company within the token ecosystem related to Blockstack's namesake cryptocurrency, STX. Freehold kicks off today by opening enrollment for the first cohort of Freehold Evangelists. This program literally pays newbies in Bitcoin, BTC, for studying and saving in their own wallets. Stanley compared it to the Mormon door-to-door missionary program, rather than crypto fans talking to themselves on Twitter all day. HODLing members will be incentivized to lead community-building initiatives, share educational resources, and participate in contests in exchange for rewards, Stanley said. I am taking a hands-on approach to the initial onboarding. I am paying them in Bitcoin to monitor their Bitcoin accounts and eventually moving on to STX. Former Earn.com Balaji Srinivasan, an unaffiliated fan of the project, said in a press statement that Freehold gives direct utility to holding crypto. Stanley said his company hired a few part-time workers, starting with a rewards budget of under $250,000 to serve an initial cohort of less than 50 newbies. Program participants are selected based on need and given assignments customized for their interests or needs. Basically, people apply on the website and Stanley offers personal consulting. If the candidate is a good fit, he helps them set up a Bitcoin wallet and monitors the address, while they make social media content and invite friends to join. Folks will learn about the STX ecosystem but be making out-group arguments about the technology and why it's great, Stanley said, starting at Bitcoin and working their way up. He concluded by saying that once the program validates it can have an impact on the STX ecosystem, the company could offer community development services to other token issuers. We might be able to command a fee if we verify the model, Stanley said. US charges three with vast crypto jacking computer fraud scheme. US prosecutors charged three Chinese nationals with allegedly mounting a global hacking campaign to steal sensitive corporate data from over 100 companies and installing a mass network of crypto mining malware. According to an indictment dated May 2019 and unsealed Wednesday, Zhang Lizzi, Qian Chuan and Fu Chang ran their multi-year front out of the purportedly white-hat Chinese cybersecurity firm Chengdu 404 Network Technology Co. They're being charged with money laundering, conspiracy, identity theft and a raft of computer-related allegations, based on allegations they operated a vast crypto-jacking scheme and installed malware on victim computers, among other charges. Chengdu 404's offensive operations are what raised prosecutors' ire. Their indictment outlines how Chengdu 404's chief officers targeted at least 100 victim companies, organizations and individuals with a multi-year cyber scheme that employed big data analytics to maximize its impact. Beginning in May 2014, the trio conspired to commit a sprawling array of computer intrusions targeting protected computers belonging to hospitality, video game, technology and telecommunications companies, research universities, non-governmental organizations, and other organizations around the world, according to the indictment. They allegedly stole source code and customer data from the companies, deployed supply chain hacks to knock out customers' own computers like Domino's, infected networks with ransomware and installed cryptocurrency mining malware to bolster Chengdu 404's bottom line. The underlying common goal of the conspiracy was to obtain commercial success for Chengdu 404 and personal financial gain for members of the conspiracy through computer intrusions targeting protected computers, the indictment read. The alleged perpetrators brought a hands-on approach to their crypto-jacking operations. As alleged in court filings, Zhang, the vice president for the technical department of Chengdu 404, told an unnamed fourth hacker to get more domains to increase the computing power of a Singaporean target. Let's see how the profit is if we get a total of around 10,000 machines. Zhang allegedly advised the same hacker to sniff out French and Italian companies as potential targets, saying, "The only thing is that the time difference is a bit troublesome. Going on ECS number 1, at night happens to be their work hours." The indictment did not state which cryptocurrencies the defendants tried to mine. Leaked EU draft proposes all-encompassing laws for crypto assets. A leaked version of rules to be issued later this month by the European Commission proposes an all-encompassing set of regulations covering the trading or issuance of digital assets across the 27-nation bloc. Europe's Markets in Crypto Assets (MiCA) draft legislation provides legal certainty around crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, security tokens and stablecoins along the same lines as Europe's Markets in Financial Instruments Directive, MiFID, a legal framework for securities markets, investment intermediaries and trading venues. The takeaway is that Europe intends to treat crypto the same as any other regulated financial instrument, which will doubtless provide legal clarity. The unknown is whether that may stifle this nascent and fast-moving space. The MiCA proposals begin with a broad definition of crypto assets and a base set of rules that apply to the issuers of those assets and service providers. The latter is more or less in line with the Financial Action Task Force (FATF) definition of a virtual asset service provider (VASP). There is a particular focus on stablecoins in Europe, which are defined as either asset reference tokens or e-money tokens. To illustrate the difference, Sin Jones, senior partner at XREG Consulting, referred to the revised second version of Libra's white paper that redefined the token as being denominated in individual currencies. This would likely bring it within the MiCA regulations definition of e-money, said Jones. Those stablecoins that rely on a basket of currencies or are based by reference to other assets, whether that's another crypto or other kinds of assets, will be classed as asset reference tokens, Jones said in an interview. Essentially, the subgroup that behaves like e-money will be sucked into the existing e-money framework, while those that are asset referenced have a load of extra rules on top of the base rules. So clearly, this is targeting stablecoins and particularly global stablecoins. Stablecoin angst? The attention to stablecoins chimes with comments made last Friday at an informal meeting of five European finance ministers in Berlin, which featured calls for clear regulatory oversight of asset-backed coins like Libra. In addition to providing legal certainty around all crypto assets, another core tenet of the proposed regulation is apparently to support innovation. There will be many who will question that, said Jones, citing the recent explosion in decentralized finance DeFi as an example of innovation involving the issuance of blockchain tokens that could be curtailed in Europe. Among the many regulatory obligations that will be imposed on crypto asset issuers and service providers in the European Union (EU) is the need to be incorporated as a legal entity and for service providers to have their registered office in a member state, Jones said. There can be little doubt MiCA will present significant challenges for those involved in DeFi projects, said Jones. The quid pro quo, Jones added, is the sort of regulatory clarity that will likely entice more institutional investment into the crypto space. By making crypto just like everything else in the traditional world, you make it easier for the traditional world to accept it, said Jones. I would probably say from the draft that it will favor the banks and traditional investment firms. The incumbents will have an advantage in a number of respects, which I am sure is not the intention, but that will be the short to medium-term impact. The 168-page set of draft rules, which Brussels said would come out in September, will not likely be transitioned into EU law until 2022 at the earliest. As an EU regulation, it will be directly applicable throughout the EEA without the need for national legislation. Summing up, Jones said the new regulation will probably create something of a bifurcation of the crypto space. In a sense, crypto has benefited for much of the last decade from being largely in a gray area, she said. But now you have a very clear set of rules and you are either in or outside it. Kraken becomes first crypto exchange to charter a U.S. bank. Kraken is the first cryptocurrency firm in the U.S. to become a bank. On Wednesday, the Wyoming Banking Board voted to approve the San Francisco-based crypto exchange's application for a Special Purpose Depository Institution, SPDI, charter. Kraken is now the first SPDI bank in Wyoming. According to the Wyoming Division of Banking's General Counsel, Chris Land, Kraken will also be the first newly chartered de novo bank in the state since 2006. By becoming a bank, we get direct access to federal payments infrastructure, and we can more seamlessly integrate banking and funding options for customers, said David Kinitsky, a managing director at Kraken and the CEO of the newly formed Kraken Financial. Kinitsky has run Grayscale Investments, was the first digital assets hire at Fidelity and was most recently head of business development at payments startup Circle. In the wake of a July letter from the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency giving national banks the go-ahead to custody crypto, the Division of Banking also announced it has been working with Promontory Financial Group, a prominent Washington, D.C.-based consulting firm made up of lawyers and former government regulators. In October, the division along with Promontory will publish the first manual for banks regarding procedures and policies for handling digital assets, Land said. In addition to more products, Kraken Financial will give Kraken the ability to operate in more jurisdictions, Kinitsky said. As a state-chartered bank, Kraken now has a regulatory passport into other states without having to deal with a patchwork state-by-state compliance plan. Kraken has been silent about its application until now. The first hint the exchange was interested in the Wyoming charter was in December when it opened a position for the job Kinitsky has now. We would expect to offer a host of new products as we get established, Kinitsky said. Those will range from things like qualified custody for institutions, digital asset debit cards and savings accounts all the way to new types of asset classes. We can engage with securities and commodities and things like that as a bank. So a lot more TBD there. Kraken expects its major revenue drivers to be fees and services, Kinitsky said. SPDIs are not allowed to lend, and each bank has to hold 100% of its assets in reserve. Kraken wouldn't say how much equity capital the firm raised for its application, but the Division of Banking is encouraging applicants to raise between $20 million and $30 million, similar to the equity capital kept at a de novo bank. Initially, Kraken Financial will play the same function as third-party banking relationships that Kraken has already formed, Kinitsky said. Eventually, the subsidiary will become the U.S. customer service provider, with Kraken-affiliated services offered on the back end. Having received the charter, Kraken will focus on building out operations and personnel for the bank, aiming to have 10 to 25 department heads to start out, Kinitsky said. The exchange has hired its board and C-suite and expects to have the rest of its permanent hires in place by the end of the month. The statutes undergirding the SPDI charter reconcile digital assets with the U.S. Uniform Commercial Code by making the safekeeping of digital assets a bailment, which is the same legal relationship that valet drivers have to the cars they park, said Wyoming blockchain pioneer Caitlin Long. SPDI banks can hold digital assets but will never have legal ownership over those assets. This means that even if a SPDI bank goes bankrupt, those assets have to be returned to customers, whereas a trust company can have its assets claimed by a judge during bankruptcy. Long has her own SPDI bank application underway, called Avanti Financial, which she expects to open in October with new bank-issued digital assets. She expects SPDIs to diversify the crypto banking sector, which has been historically underserved. The division of banking is currently working with 6 companies that are applicants or potential applicants for the charter, and each company could be chartered by the end of 2021. Long also expects the SPDI charter to pressure crypto companies to offer proof of reserves to customers and the industry at large. SPDI banks have to provide a Merkle tree to their auditor so they can cryptographically verify that their reserves are there, she said. We have zero insight into whether the service providers are solvent or not, and they're not even audited in most cases. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.